comfort, his mutton-chop whiskers are wayward. But in most of the pictures he seems to be wearing an expression that serves by way of compensation for the facial shortcomings. He seems, from his looks, at once tolerant, kindly, perhaps even vaguely amused by the droll complexities of his life. At the time of his release from jail he was 50 years old, and he must have emerged from the main gate into the Southwark crowds that day in an embarrassed and fretful state. He had good reason to be anxious. The previous 4 years of his life had been trying, racked by debt and uncertainty, by privation and public humiliation. And, as he was soon about to learn, only a matter of hours after his release, his trials were far from over. The address of his lodgings was given in bankruptcy court as number 15 Buckingham Street, and it was to this imposing stone mansion in which he had lived for the previous 14 years that he now walked alone. He had spent the better part of the last 10 weeks in the miseries behind the bars of the King's Bench, living for most of that time in a crowded cell at Chummage with 2 or 3 others similarly ruined. Now he had his freedom and the pleasure of his own company. He quickened his pace. He was a staggeringly fast walker as he strode steadily westwards to his house. It was a short enough walk. He had his choice of bridges across the River Thames, and had only to turn left when he had made it over the fetid and polluted river with its muddily inelegant banks. He walked steadily along